Your head needs to be a head. Right? You just, otherwise it's too late. For your intonation, it's too late.
Yes.
Ja and
ja, ba, 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 ba.
Can't do anything about it, okay? Lu and perfect. Thank you. Let's... very beginning, I'd like to look at page 33. Page 33. I'd like to see where you're at. Actually, let's take 32. Page 32, bar 146. 146. Have it? Can we start at 150? 150? 150? saying welcome, right? It sounds a little bit like welcome. It's all closed. Your face. And you see the intonation is going to work right away. Okay? That's much better, everything. Okay, let's do this welcome, the last one. 1, 6, 3. 1, 6, 3.
Come to my heart and bring it to rest. 168.
Come, bring it to rest.
Yes, and bring it to. Going up. And come.
Come, bring it to rest.
One, two.
Oh.
do that one more time. Chorus. Right, not yet, not yet. Soon. You look at your dynamics. You can go ahead and sing. Right, just sing out. Chorus. You have to be ready before the first note. It took you 2 bars to be in the song. You just have 1 performance, 1 chance. You can't get used to that. You need to be ready. Yes, wait. Yes. Go ahead. Yes. One more time. Can we do that? Let's start at 103. And so chorus, you're ready. So I should have this. Ah, and it can be, oh, I need to turn my page. That's not my problem. Let's do it. Okay, 103. Your page should be turned, actually, already. 2, 3. one and one? Yeah. Who wants to start? Oh yeah, sorry. Who wants, do you want to start?
I'll start.
And who starts?
You
want
to start?
You. Okay.
Wait, please.
And let's do it
steam.
From...
Steam.
Let's do it from 104, your beginning. The chorus during this time, you're going to sing, but humming your notes, so we can have the palette, right? But with the right notes, of course, right? You ready? 104. 104. 1, 2.
Thank you.
22. And let's start with the chorus at 127. Humming.
Or play along with, because I have
Can we start with you? Like that's a half time. Let's start with you at 130, so you do the 132. And one of you maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's start, everybody, you ready? At 127. 127 on and then once you have that perfectly on the you'll be able to add it's exactly the same position. Okay? See? Beautiful. Use your ear. Stop. Every active. Not anything else. Okay.
Thank you.
tenor, tenor and soprano. If that helps, you can sing the ti-di-di, right? Study and then sing the octave, okay? And no, soprano first. once you're thinking ahead, you have it, right? But I won't be there to tell you ahead. We need to think about it. Everybody, sounds better and better. Let's stand. Everybody. 89. 1, 2. Page 24, even before, page 23, letter H. Page 23, letter H.
Oh. much, everybody. It's so beautiful to hear it come to life, and just watching each of your faces sing it is so cute. I'm just getting so much joy. I have. What's that? Oh, yes. Hello. I'm projecting. Right. Thank you for reading my piece. I was saying that it's so beautiful to look around and just see everyone's faces reading it. It means a lot to me. I have a few notes for us. I'll do some like general notes and then just some specific measure notes, if that's okay, and let me know if I'm not speaking loudly enough. I wanted to point out measure 179 on page 41. This is the beginning of the climax of the piece, and you can see the text above says growing in urgency. You're going from a mezzo piano all the way to a triple forte, and it really needs to grow. Like, you all have such a great fortissimo sound, and it feels like we just get there at the last minute. I would love for it to really pick up at measure 179. Basses and tenors, you have that rhythm where you're locked with the come, oh, come, and it's quarters, come, oh, come, oh. You all can really push us along. I think that if we're riding on that wave that you're producing from underneath, that would be great. And then sopranos, you did feel, I liked what you were doing there, like, because there's so many words right there, but even you can just restate every one, so it really feels like each phrase is so necessary to get out. Altos, you kind of slowly build into that rhythm, but if you can also increase the urgency there. That's my favorite part of the song, because it's really speaking about all the ways that a person can know love. Everything is an invitation to love. The seasons changing, coming to people when they're in their time of grief, and so this is that wraparound moment. My general notes have to do with vertical singing versus horizontal singing. And I know there's a lot of eighth notes and quarters in this, but it feels a little bit, like altos in particular, you have a lot of melody in this song, and you're reading it correctly, but it feels like, come when the, and I heard you say it, so thank you, but when the nights are bright with stars, I would love for it to be more lyrical, and I'm seeing Valerie show that when she's conducting, really pull on every single phrase. The rule of thumb, too, with everybody, I remember learning this when I was a kid in girls' chorus, was that anything longer than a quarter note, once I saw a half note or I saw a dotted half note, already I knew I had to swell. Even if the music didn't say swell, there's something natural about the human spirit that requires the swell, or at least the infusion of the energy behind the note, and sometimes it feels like we're sitting on a note versus I at every moment want to feel your push and that energy behind it, or that spin, however you like to think about that. That would be really great. I wrote them because I knew I would forget. So one sec. Alto ones, I lose your part quite a bit in this. It's whenever it splits, the alto sections are splitting, it's hard to hear the alto ones. So if you could really come out a lot more, you have a lot of the ninths of a chord. So the color tones are embedded in a lot of your part. I was even thinking perhaps sometimes soprano twos could maybe jump down as a double just for balance. Let's see. Tenors, this is less of a music note, but just watch your oo vowel. So the oo's sometimes collapsed, and some of you have like a raised soft palate when you're ooing, and some of you have a collapsed one, and it's noticeable. So just that oo should be really, like very tender oo would be great. I just said more dramatic crescendos. And, oh, one other thought I had for you, Valerie, was that the 112, measure 112? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that being a soprano section?
112.
Where it says, so, yeah. Where all sopranos take that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So at 112, right?
Yes. Okay.
112, so all soprano, yes.
Yes.
I think the last two pages would be oohs.
Yeah.
What should we be doing with those? Like
right.
Swirling?
Yeah.
I can tell you got something there.
So I do. I do always. Music is so magical and so emotional. Last time I talked about it a little bit, but I'll just reiterate. The image in my mind, what, you know, this piece is about us losing so many people. And so that image was of people taking their last breaths. And so sopranos have this steady lifeline where they're pedaling that E flat, but all the other sections are like infusing breath. And so there's those swells written in there where you're, every time it's just like pumping life into a person or a person really taking a deep breath. And each one should feel really, really important. None of them we take for granted.
So some swell, but then there's some big crescendo, some swell, swell, and down, down.
You know, it was, I like what you did.
At the second time in the bass,
yeah.
I saw you were following. Thank you.
Yeah.
I could have the crescendo and then the crescendo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But it's true that for now you're so focused on having the right note, it's difficult to dissociate. But
yeah.
Once you have that, but I felt it, thank you.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I would just say, Valerie's showing so much of what my notes are saying. So just once you're off the page, and I know everyone is in the page, but she's really showing shape and movement with her conducting. And so the more you lean into it, can I say one last thing and then I'm done talking, I promise? It does sound a little bit hesitant. And the way that I like music to feel is that you're leaning in. So whenever you're singing, you're following a conductor, but you're hanging on their every word, you're almost on your tippy toes, and everything is delivered here. It's the expression outward versus the accuracy inward. So it feels very accurate, but I would love to actually feel you lean forward into it. And I want to feel everybody's heart while you're singing.
Thank
you.
Let's take a break until 13 minutes. 8:40. Oh, do you have an announcement? Maybe.
Of course, oh. We always have.
Sure. You always have. You always have. Can you hear me? Setting up next week. And who's bringing snacks next week?
Sopranos!
Thank you for bringing snacks next week. I'm sorry. I call myself looking at the email and writing in there all the hard work that you do. I got it. She writes these. Give her a hand. So we're going on break. We got a message from this wonderful place saying that we're leaving crumbs on the stairs. If we leave crumbs on the stairs, we won't be able to have snacks here anymore. So we're gonna have I'm gonna sweep this week to make sure that all the crumbs are gone. But typically, the people who bring snacks, when you bring snacks, you'll be sweeping to make sure it's clean, to make sure all the ants go away, and you keep having snacks. Does that make sense? The broom's over.